Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Right now, we're joined by, let me see now, if my memory, all I can see now is, because when I write things down or I give people nicknames or whatever, I then can't remember their real names. All that's popping into my head now is Terence.
Well, that's Terry, good enough.
Terry Rampling. How are you, sir?
Thank you very much. Yes, it's, I'm doing fine. Another year now is looming up for the good old Father Christmas.
Yes, and you'll be getting your lights out there. Not today, though, because it's too blooming
not
windy today. Look, before we talk about lights and how it's all going to work, you just handed me some figures. They're quite they're jaw dropping, really. So this is the information, because obviously the funds of from the lights have gone to basically it goes to people having tests for a PSA test, okay, and that's what's happened over the last 12 months ish, and they've been a variety of times. In a variety of places around the Isle of Wight, and they are very, very useful, important, call it what you will, very much needed. And these are the numbers, and it's jaw-dropping. In Totland, 277 people have been tested, 26 abnormal PSA, 72 high risk green. Sandown, 274 people tested, 29 abnormal PSA, 68 high risk green. And in Cowes, 270 tested, 30 abnormal PSA, 20 high risk green. So, you know, there's a reason why you should go and get yourself tested, and it's a wonderful thing that this is actually in place, and it might just catch you before you get something really, really horrible, and then you're on a timer. And when you're on a timer, it can't be very nice, because you're on a short timer.
So the lovely thing about it, since I've been involved in trying to help the testing, and I've been meeting people in different situations, if it's ride, car show, chow show, just people what come up to the marquee and say, thank you very much, you know, it's helped me, and I've been going for testing or going to over to St Mary's Hospital. But, you know, the amount of people that have come along and just said, thank you.
Brilliant. So, I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing. Obviously, the reason why that's being afforded is because you're like doing a Christmas light display, which, you know, you start putting together at some point very soon, I would imagine.
Very soon.
And then for the whole of December, you turn on the lights and so on. Things have changed in the last couple of years. It's become much more expensive. And I know you're here to not only plug, yes, it's still going to go ahead this year, but more importantly, you want some support.
I try, all the money I ever collect every year, I would just quickly add before I ask for help myself, all the money I collect over out the front of my house, because it's got to be cash, because I have not got machines or anything like that, so it's always, I just ask for a donation, and all the money what is raised, every single penny of it goes to the charities. This will be 24 years this year. I have raised, as you know, a phenomenal amount of money. But the lovely thing about it is all the way it's gone to different charities right the way across this Isle of Wight. And like the last few years, I've been trying to help the prostate cancer support group. But because the numbers what you've just read out are coming out, so the numbers are so high to help men stay safe, really.
Best part of 1,000 people, and you've still got a couple more events to happen between now and the end of the year. So I
yes.
mean, you know, if you're doing this every year, you said to me off air, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, you said you haven't fully decided where the funds are going to go this year that you raise.
No.
But you know, they're obviously top of the list, but if someone else comes along, I mean, to me, this is a no-brainer. You started this, so you just will finish it, haven't you? So, you know, next year I would suggest to you that, yeah, it's the same. Because look at how many people were being tested. I mean, just on these three sessions at Totland, Sandown and Cowes, you know, you got somewhere in the region of 750 people.
Yes.
And, you know, it has caught a few people. And hopefully, fingers crossed, that they would have got them early and so on. So, you know, it's a no-brainer, isn't it?
The lovely thing about it is saving lives.
Mm.
And when we say saving lives, even since I've been trying to help or support, I think it's saved somewhere in the region of 60 to 70 lives on the Isle of Wight.
Do you know what would be really, really nice if those people were to come forward and say, "Hey, look, I back this, I support this. Can I? Can you? I mean, in the future. I mean, that's a thing. Let's talk positive lights. When are you starting doing the lights?
Because about 3 weeks' time.
In about 3 weeks' time. Okay. So you put all that together. But if there's anybody that obviously wants to help out with you, I mean, and it's not just because I mean you're cracking on now, Terry, aren't you?
Yes, I'm cracking on, yes. So, I mean, another year.
So you want support not only to put the lights up, but...
It's more after, like, help as regarding, you know, the lights itself, as we all know, is getting dearer and dearer every year. And where I don't take no money out of the money what I collect, unless somebody comes along and gives me some lights or donates some lights... I fund it. So over the years, I've put a hell of a lot of money into the charities, you know, that I've tried to help. If it's, you know, Help the Heroes, if it's the Air Ambulance or the Cancer Unit, the Hospice, I've tried to put the displays on every year. And every year I ask for a little bit of help. If people can help me in any way, I say thank you very much. So, yes, so I'm after really myself, donations to me personally, as much I can buy some new strings of lights or whatever, or if they've got any outdoor lights what work, because I have in the past, I have somewhat blown all the fuses in the house, but, you know, what a positive, please... bring them up to 68 Long Lane, Staplers.
And equally, I can phone you as well?
Yes, my phone number is 526089.
All right, brilliant. Thanks for coming in, Terry.
Just like without your support, you know, it helps to get the word out. You know, I am going to do it again this year, and I am going to try and support a charity on this Isle of Wight this year.
Good for you, Terry. And thanks for coming in and sharing that. And hopefully you'll come in at some point between now and Christmas and tell us all how it's all going.
That'd be lovely.
Have a safe journey home and don't prang your car like you did on the way in.
No, I just hit the wall.